What is up, Karama Liquor?
What's going on, man? Yo, before I take this call, I want to do a quick public service announcement to everyone listening. Anyone in the chat who says some dumb shit ever or starts any sort of beef with anyone else in the chat, you're getting banned. I'm just going to hide your channel and you're getting banned forever. Also, anyone who calls in and says some dumb shit on the live stream, your number's getting banned also. So now that that's out of the way, what's on your mind, man?
I wonder what happened to get that response, but I want to talk a little bit about religion.
Sure.
So I was watching your video about, you know, how religion is essentially a sham.
Yes.
And yeah, that's kind of how my path to, you know, getting out of the normal thinking pattern started. To be honest with you, I started, you know, looking at my church and seeing, like, oh, these people are lost.
Yeah.
And to me, religious people are some of the weakest people, because if you need some higher figures to lean on, or if you need some, you know, deity to feel safe and secure, what is your life, really? You know?
Very true. Very true.
What purpose do you serve being here if you're not strong enough to stand on this soil? Proud and alone.
That's the truth. You know, the way I've always seen it, man, is I'm going to do everything I honestly believe God would appreciate, no matter how painful it is. You know, I'm going to do what I think is right and be a strong man and, you know, do what I think is better for the greater good of humanity. And if God really appreciates that, then he'll let me into whatever so-called heaven there is. And if not, then he'll just send me to hell with everyone else. But the people who just go to church and beg and pray for forgiveness every Sunday, meanwhile, they live weak, mediocre lives of, you know, indulgence and gluttony and, you know, hedonism. And then they just go pray away the sins every Sunday. I think those people are fucking retarded, you know?
Honestly, most people who are religious don't even follow the religion. You know, no. They just kind of claim the title, but they don't actually go and look at the verse. I swear, how many people have gotten to arguments? Oh, I've read the Bible, the Quran, the Torah back and forth, and I know every verse, every line. You know, I'm a good Christian woman, man, whatever. And I'm just like, so you're going to sit here and eat that pork in front of me? Because, you know, a lot of Christians don't know you're not supposed to eat
pork. Of course, of course.
You're not supposed to eat a lot of things. And I'm just like, you know, look at your life. Don't sit here and tell me. I know more about your religion than you do.
Right.
And I don't even follow it.
Absolutely. Not to mention, bro, most Christians have a horrible diet. Most of them, like you said, they eat pork, they drink liquor, a lot of them do drugs. So it's like, how are you a spiritual creature when your own body is contaminated and poisoned and isn't even alkaline? Your body isn't even alkaline. Your body is acidic. Your body is full of acid and mucus and smoke and drugs and all that shit. Yet somehow you are a spiritual being when you're not even physically clean. You're falling apart physically, but somehow you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, I would say the only religion that comes even, you know, close to being as pure and rightly followed as, you know, the scriptures is Buddhism.
Yes.
Because, you know, Buddhism, also Taoism, I'm going to call it religion, more of a philosophy. It's all about, you know, furthering oneself at the cost of making yourself look like a hermit in front of, you know, all of society. It's basically like the MGTOW of religion.
Right.
Do your own thing. Go up in the mountains, you know, meditate, focus, learn from the world around you, learn from what your own mind is saying you. A lot of people don't take the time to understand themselves. And so recently I've been finding myself in positions where I'm able to accurately describe who somebody is and they don't even know themselves.
Very true. Very true. Buddhism really is the only religion that really forces you to look inwards and grow, you know, on a spiritual level. Everything else just seems to be a crutch. Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you know, it's just donate enough money to the church, show up every Sunday, and God is going to take care of you.
I mean, even then, they have a little, like, for example, Islam, a lot of its followers are more so devout than you know, the majority of Christians or modern Jews.
That's true.
As they would go so far into their religion as to, you know, like explode themselves for their God. And, yeah. You know, that's, while in the same right, I find it, you know, kind of disgusting and horrific that somebody would want to do that. It's also admirable.
At least they're dedicated.
Have so much passion for their, you know, their belief.
Right.
That passion, a lot of people lack in just anything in their life.
There's some truth to that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is that all you wanted to talk about?
I had something else to say, but my mind kind of like took a shit on itself real quick.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to try to take some other calls, man. If you think of it, feel free to call back.
No problem, man.
All right, man. The phone lines are open. If anyone wants to call in, I'm taking live calls. Let's see. What's going on, Reed?
Jackson?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good to talk to you? Jackson Angel, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, so the other caller was making some good points about religion, so on and so forth.
Yes.
But the thing is that, you know, whether it's religious or not, whether the marital system, the dating system is rigged or not, we know it's rigged.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't rigged, especially like if this was early 20th century times, would it even matter, you know, getting into a romantic relationship, even if it wasn't rigged against you? Because, it's like men have proven to do everything. Build nations, invent inventions, X, Y, and Z. And it doesn't pay to have a burden of a wife and kids. You know what I mean? What do you think about that by principle?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to disagree with you, man. I think, although it's slavery for a man to get married in today's society, history has proven that men were, you know, allowed to have, not allowed, they were able to support having multiple women, multiple children, having a harem of women, honestly, that were loyal to them. Not just being faithful to one woman. And then if she leaves, he loses half his stuff. You know, men in the 1400s, 1500s, whatever, guys like Genghis Khan had tons of women, tons of wives, tons of kids. And as long as they were responsible for those families, they were fine. There really wasn't a problem with that. This whole one woman thing, if you get divorced, you lose half your stuff. This is all like new age nonsense, you know, to really enslave men and keep them so broke that they are just supporting the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. But you don't think that it'd be a burden? I know we're capable, but you don't think that it'd be a burden, like, at all? You don't think that it wouldn't be a burden, you know, because it's like, no.
What'd you say?
No, I'm saying even if the system wasn't rigged, you still think that having a wife and kids, if we were in power once more, it still wouldn't be a burden to have one of your kids, even if we could support them.
Not if you can keep them in line. Because you got to understand, man, on a biological level, having a woman and having kids is a very emotionally fulfilling experience when it's done the right way, in the right environment, under the right circumstances. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's pretend, man. Let's pretend you had a loving, submissive, feminine wife, right? Let's pretend you lived in a country where you had the legal power. You were worshipped and respected for being a man. You had a loving, submissive wife that was easy to talk to. And you had one or two kids that were, you know, like, well taken care of, that were, like, respectful, polite, you know, looked up to you, were very, you know, happy and excited to have you as their father. You wouldn't enjoy that experience, honestly?
I would enjoy it, but that's all emotionally driven. I'm talking about the facts. I'm talking about rationally speaking.
Right, but you got to understand, man, at the end of the day, we are emotional creatures. We use logic to achieve certain things we want, but every decision man has ever made at its deepest core was driven by an emotional desire, not by a logical thought process to create an efficient society.
Well, to a certain extent, I mean, to create an efficient society, Einstein himself, the life brother. Don't get me wrong, if they had some emotion as far as motivation and wanting to help people, but as far as creating all those inventions, getting all the formulas together, I don't think that was emotionally driven. I think that they were emotional to a certain extent, but they weren't emotionally driven people. You know what I mean?
To a degree, I'd say maybe some were, some weren't. But I don't know, man, when I really think about it, like, for example, the men who invented the dishwashers and the washers and dryers, they did that so that their wives' lives were easier. You know, they did that because it was coming from an emotional place at the end of the day. It's, I loved and cared about my wife and I wanted to make her life easier by creating the washer and dryer, you know, so that she's not out there hanging clothes, you know, 8 hours a day, you know, on a clothesline or something like that. So much of what people, I mean, you know, look at the men, look at the blue pill men that do have wives and kids. They go to work every day, not because they want to know that they are logically contributing to their economy, you know, and making their country stronger. They do it because they love the feeling they get. Well, the ones that aren't enslaved, that is, the ones who it's working out for, they love the feeling of providing for their families, because on a natural level, men do get pleasure from providing for their families. Now, this is when it's done right. You know, there is fulfillment in that.
A man isn't supposed to be the provider. He's supposed to be the provider, but he's supposed to be not only the provider, but the ruler.
Very true. Very true. You're absolutely right. In a healthy society, the man is supposed to get pleasure from being, you know, praised as the ruler, and he gets pleasure from providing for his people as well. In this Western society, a man's rulership has been stripped away from him. He's not appreciated as a man, but yet he's still expected to provide, which takes a lot of the fulfillment out of doing it. But that's not normal. That's just dysfunction. That's a dysfunctional society. That's not how it's supposed to be.
All right, thank you, man.
Definitely.
Thank
you. Appreciate the call, man.
All right.
Take care, Scott. All right. By the way, anyone who pledges $50 on Patreon will get a custom MGTOW video on any topic of their choice. So go ahead and check out that link below for the Patreon.
To accept...
Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, it's wife beater.
Yeah, wife beater, you're banned, man. If you come into the chat, I'm going to warn all of you guys listening now that I've got 50 people watching. If you come into the chat and you say anything stupid, anything retarded, or you start any problems with any other listeners, you're getting blocked forever. So your phone number's getting blocked. Your YouTube channel's getting blocked. I'm not taking any... sort of nonsense from anyone. We're keeping it real grown up. We're keeping it real mature in this chat from now on. So everyone listening, take note of that. And on that note, I'm taking live calls. Hey, what's going on, Gary? I see you. If you want to call back, Gary, you can. My bad. I denied your call to answer the other one. Awaken darkness. Is it only from America? Is there a way to call in? No, if you have a phone, I'm pretty sure you can call in from anywhere in the world. So you should be all right. I have people call in from other... I had a guy call in from Africa the other day.
Hi, man.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Karuma, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Oh, I'm just at home kicking it, getting ready a little bit to go to an appointment I have. I look at my notifications and I noticed you have a live chat going on, so I thought I'd just give you a ring.
Definitely.
You know who else does these good live chats? Is Happy Humble Hermit. He even has a number you can call just like you.
Oh, I know.
That's kind of cool. There's...
I know.
Another individual besides you, and I think there's some others, but I can't recall the names of them right on hand.
Yeah, me and...
I know you and him in particular, but go ahead, what?
Me and Hermit were actually talking yesterday and this morning. We're actually most likely going to do a hangout, a Google hangout tonight. me and him on his channel. So I might be a guest on his channel tonight. We're going to do sort of a, like a MGTOW, you know, Q&A debate kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
So if you're online tonight, check it out.
So it's a hangout. Yeah. Okay. Pretty and much. It's not a caller call where you call in or anything. You can leave a comment, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to do the call-in thing. All I know is that he wants to have me as a guest on his show. Sort of going back and forth with him. So maybe he'll do call-ins too. Maybe we can both answer them, or maybe he'll just keep it to where it's just me and him talking. I'm really not sure.
Oh, that'd be cool. I want to look for that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like him. I think he has some good content, and I listen to a lot of them. I've been listening to a guy named Duke Armstrong. Does mm-hmm. that ring a bell?
No, I haven't heard of him.
You know, that's funny. I've been noticing these things left and right, even ones that I've never heard of. They're brand new. There was one guy, I got on his channel because he said you can't be a Christian and be MGTOW. So I got, and I didn't listen to the whole thing, but mm-hmm. I, you know, when I sent him comments about, yes, I believe you can be a Christian and be MGTOW and blah, 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 blah. And he kept sending me back all these kind of Christian judgmental trolling. The way they are, I hate to say it, but a lot of people who call themselves Christians totally turned me off. This is one reason why I walked away from the Christian church years ago.
Right, right.
You know, they claim that, you know, their teacher says, judge not, condemn not, but yet they do the very same thing their teacher tells them not to do. But if you bring that to their attention, oh, they can justify that. You know what I mean?
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah, it is pretty hypocritical.
Yeah, it's such bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I don't buy into the church aspect, because I haven't found too many that aren't coming from that place. And it's rare if you find one somewhere that isn't into it, for one, the money, and two, they really follow the Bible and what it says, and they don't mince words. And it's hard to find, because I don't want to sound like a Bible guy, because I'm not. I just happen to believe that way, and I don't really, you know, I don't talk about it to people. Like, it's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that I saw this particular thing, and then he kept sending these comments back, you know, and I finally just said, look, leave me alone. I'm not interested. I was polite.
Right.
I said, I'm a MGTOW. I've taken the red pill. And frankly, that's it. I don't want to hear another word, you know, but don't comment. I mean, don't send me any comments, please.
You know, something interesting on another note, Gary, now that we're talking about Christians. I find it extremely interesting that for such an amazing religion that is supposed to be so desirable and have all the answers, they have to have people going around recruiting you to become a Christian. Like, I have people come up to me all the time trying to recruit me into like Christianity or Scientology or becoming a Jehovah's Witness. If you really have something that works, if you really have something that's effective and is good information, people will come to you. They will naturally desire that. The fact that you have to go like a telemarketer hounding people down to join Christianity or to recruit them in shows that what you have to say really isn't the truth and really isn't desired amongst the masses.
Yes. Well said. That's exactly, God, I couldn't have said it better.
Mm.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. Even John Lennon, a number of years ago in an interview in Playboy before he died, a couple months before he died, Playboy went to his, apartment in New York and interviewed him, and he said, I'm more into Buddhist thought, and that seems to ring true to me, and that's kind of where I'm at, he said. But he said, because they don't have to do all this onward Christian soldier bit,
mm-hmm.
yes. proselytizing all the fucking time. See, that's what I mean. If you're living a life, if you're truly living that life, it should show, it should shine. People should see it. They should go, you know, there's something different about that guy. You know, not this where you have to ram it down people's heads, because really I think what they're trying to do, honestly, they're trying to convince themselves more than the other people.
Very true. Very true.
And if you know, and a lot of them, you're right, in this country, I know you did a thing a while back on that, they don't truly believe it. I think they call themselves that, but they don't really truly, in my opinion, from what I've observed, practice it. You know, and if a woman, Warren Lance said this, I thought it was fascinating. He says, what a lot of these, he calls them hoes, do is they'll go meet somebody, and then they'll have mad sex, and then they'll go to church the next day. And they think that by praying and that Jesus will forgive them of their sins, they'll be purged, but they're not. They may be forgiven, but they're not
purge. They still have the stain of that man's DNA on their spirit forever, at least for, while they're alive anyway.
Very true.
And and he said, but he said, what's fake about it is they think they can go to Jesus, you know, and be forgiven. Then next weekend they're off, you know, humping another guy, you know?
Very true. Yeah. They just, it's like a detox program every Sunday. I rack up a bunch of poison and then I go drain it out on Sunday. And then I get some more. That's not how it works. That's not how sex works. And when you let guys inside of you as a woman, you can't just purge that out. You know, the psychological baggage of what you've done stays with you forever, whether or not the man in the sky forgives you or not, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just saying, though, if a person was truly following their faith, they would realize completely, totally, the wrong they've committed, or the, I don't like to use the word sin, but the mistake they made, and then not repeat it, you know, learn to find a way to overcome it. That's the thing. That's why I get really fed up with all these people who think, hey, I'm saved. All I have to do is ask God for forgiveness and my card is stamped. I'm going to go to heaven.
Right.
And I'm like, come on, man. But they live like assholes during the week.
Very true. No, and they know damn well while they're in church on Sunday that they're going to be repeating the cycle all week once they get out. It's just like they sort of use religion as like an emotional pump and dump for their sins. You know, I go to the church, I dump all my sins, I get forgiven so I can go rack up some more, but they don't genuinely care about this religion and respect it enough to stop sinning.
Exactly. Well, you know, you speak really well. You articulate well.
Mm.
That's exactly it. I think you're right, though, about the DNA. You know, they can go to God all they want, but that's going to be a stain that's on their soul, you know, and there's no way they can get rid of that. And if I would have known this years ago, I would have waited myself. But, and now when I see somebody young, you know, and I don't know if it's their first time. I don't even know if it is. But if I were to meet somebody who's young and says, no, I'm a virgin, I've never done it, and, you know, I'm kind of curious, but I'm going to hold out until blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I would say, do that. Please do that.
Right.
You know, I'd say, man, don't make the mistake, because then I'd even go into it a little bit. If they were open-minded, I'd say, you know, like we talk about when a man enters you, you've taken on his very DNA, his imprint. And I said, that stays with you for life. So meet the one man that you know is a good man, that's going to care, of committed, going to provide, and go with that.
Of course. You know, it's funny, Gary, on that note, I was talking to a young girl yesterday. She's maybe 19 or 20 and, she's in college. She's going for biochemistry or biomedical engineering, or basically some sort of STEM degree. See, she's an Asian girl who's going for some sort of STEM degree. And, I found it very impressive. You know, she knew how to hold a conversation. She seemed very intelligent and could articulate her words right. So then I started diving deeper while me and her were talking. And I asked her, you know, have you ever had sex? And she's like, yes, honestly, I have. I said, okay, well, how many boyfriends have you had? She said, I only had one boyfriend and he broke up with me. And I said, so you've only had sex with one guy? She said, no, after me and him broke up, I kind of went on a hookup frenzy because I was so upset that he left me. And I ended up sleeping with 12 more guys, like in a 1 year period. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, this dumb girl has no idea that she just screwed herself for life. Her ability to bond to a man is pretty much fried at that point. And she did it so fast and she has no idea what she's doing. She's like, and she's in college. So the college girls were like totally empowering her to do that. And she told me how all her friends supported her decision to sleep around and they told her she's independent. And I thought to myself, all this girl did was destroy any last shred of possibility that she will be able to love and commit to a man after. And I studied the way she was speaking to me as the conversation went on. And I can tell she is literally, because she's had so many hookups so fast, it's like she's like a heroin addict now. She is addicted to the hookup culture. And she is now, it doesn't matter if she gets some sort of STEM degree. It doesn't matter if she becomes a doctor. She's addicted to hooking up. And by hooking up, she's going to accumulate baggage. And by the time she's 28, 29, 30, and she wants to achieve her biological goal, which is to have a nuclear family and healthy kids, she's not going to be able to do that because she destroyed that possibility in her teens and 20s. And she was telling me how she's like, I'm going to get married at 30. I'm going to have a kid at 31. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, I'm thinking like maybe with like a complete beta male, but you're not going to have the guy you want do that for you. Not to mention, she told me she's starting to put on weight, like the depression from the breakup, she's putting on weight and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, by the time you're 30, you're going to just be like a used up vessel. You know, you're not worth committing to no matter how many degrees you have. So yeah, you know, back to what Warren Lance was saying about, you know, a woman sleeping around and it ruining her. You know, a big mistake women do is they do it very quickly. You know, you think it's, oh, it's because she had so many hookups over a span of many years. No, this particular girl, she knocked out a lifetime of hookups in 1 year and ruined her ability to bond to a man in one measly year.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That's amazing. This was a person you just kind of met on the fly, right?
Yeah.
And you probably didn't know her well enough to explain to her what you just explained to me.
Well, it's not that I didn't know her well enough to explain it. I could have explained it. But when you tell someone they are destroyed and damaged and used up and have AIDS and cancer, they tend to lose their shit. You know, if I told you, Gary, you are a disgusting, used up, rotting vessel that I would never want to be with, would that not send you into a fit of rage, you know?
Well, yeah, it would not fit of rage. I'd probably think, you know, I'd probably be thinking, well, fuck you. I'd be probably very defensive.
Right.
I'm not saying it, but you wouldn't, it's the way you word it. I mean, if you could just gently, and you're a man who articulates and has good control of the English language, and say it in a way where it won't offend her, but let her know, food for thought, like, well, just think about it.
The thing is, I did do that. I'm not going to lie. I did do that. I kind of tried to word it gently just to see where her mind would go. And she immediately became very defensive. And all of that independent feminist leftist programming started kicking in. And she started saying things, well, I'm independent. I do what I want. I'm proud of my body. I'm not ashamed of this. When I even started barely tapping that idea of hooking up is destroying her. I'm independent. I'm not ashamed of what I did. I'm proud of what I did. And when people get defensive like that, it's because they know deep down they're fucking up and they're guilty and they're ashamed, but they're too prideful to admit that. So when I saw her go on the defensive, I said, okay, so not only is she indulging in self-destructive behavior, she is in denial about it. So she's going to continue down that road and she's going to lash out at anyone who attempts to, you know, fix her problem. So it's easier to just kind of let her drown than to try to pull her out of the water and have her biting my hand while I'm trying to pull her out of the water.
Well, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Hey, thank you. I just needed to share that video I saw on the guy who was saying you can't be a Christian and be a Mexican at the same time. And I thought, come on. You know, and there were people leaving comments, and one guy, I read one, it was, he said, well, he just said Jesus was a MGTOW. And I don't know if the guy sent him all these trolling, judgmental comments that they like to do.
Right.
Especially, you know, it's funny, when they don't understand, when they disagree with something or something they don't understand, they write it off kind of in a way like, they either get defensive. And, you know, that's what he did, what he said, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
They
always have a clever answer for everything, but if you look closely, it's all just bullshit, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But, yeah, you do articulate well, and I'm glad that you said that because, yeah, it's sad. I wish more women would come to this conclusion, and I certainly hope young girls who are still virgins will get this, will hear this, will see this, because the internet now has knowledge. You can just the tap of a finger, you know, and will become educated enough to not make the mistake. You know, it's my hope. You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean. It's really sad the way this country churns and burns through women so quickly and gets them at such a young age. I mean, this girl was 19 and she's already slept with 12 guys. So she essentially destroyed her possibility of bonding with a man at the young age of 19. So they really screw women over quickly in this country. They don't really give them a chance to grow up and think before they destroy their lives. They get them while they're still so young and impressionable. And so that they're kind of just damned from the start, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Warren Lentz, I'll leave you with this, but Warren Lentz in one of his videos, I can't remember the name of it, he said something similar to that, but he said these women who think they're sexually liberated aren't.
No.
They're not sexually liberated. And the thought that came to mind to me was bondage. And so I sent him a message back saying they really aren't liberated. They're in bondage. They just don't know it.
Very true. They know deep down. That's why they get snappy and defensive when you trigger them, because you're forcing them to face a reality that's too painful for them to face.
That's true. It is. I could see where it would be. Yeah, sure. So, yeah, but you said that perfectly, you know, about the, they can't bond with a man, and our society has brainwashed them so, and it's all probably happening on a subconscious level, so they're probably not even aware of it.
Right.
All they hear is, you're free, you can do what you want, you're a liberated woman, go out there and take the world by the you know what.
Yeah.
But then, and that's what's sad, because us, you know, that makes me think how sinister the media and the government and the league and all the powers that be and the one percenters who are responsible for all this bullshit.
Right.
I'm so, you know, you wonder how they sleep at night. And if they do, they must take lots of drugs. I can't imagine. And I hate to say it, but, and I'm a firm believer in karma. Karma will get them too. They're not free. You know, the Rockefellers and all those people, they're not free. They're not exempt from karma.
Yeah, obviously not. I mean, the fact that they have these sick fantasies and are chasing these crazy dreams shows that they're not at peace. They're not happy with who they are. That's why they have to go out and chase these crazy ambitions to corrupt society, you know?
Yeah. Well, God, that's well said. You're a very educated fella. You know, you and the other guy, the Humble Hermit guy. And
yeah.
Lots of others. I was watching an M. Crafts one he did on feminism, and I can't remember the title, and he was going to the Bible. And he was relating, I think he was quoting portions of Isaiah 3 and 4. And man, just amazing stuff. It's like, you know, the more I hear, man, the more the light comes on. It's like, fuck, you know, it's like, you know, this, it just totally resonates. I was like, wow. And it's just how he described it. It's kind of a long video, but it was worth listening to. I mean, you know, sitting through, because some videos get kind of boring after about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
That's why I like your videos. They're short and sweet, you know?
That's how I try to keep them, you know, straight to the point.
Yeah, and that way people don't, you know, lose their focus and get bored and what have you.
Definitely.
So, anyways, I just wanted to call and chat, and that's about it. And you have a great day, buddy. And maybe I'll look for that stream with Humble Hermit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Gary.
All right, take care, buddy.
Talk to you soon. All right, the phone lines are open if anyone would like to call in. And for anyone who would like to donate, this is the PayPal link. PayPal donations are always appreciated if you find my work valuable, if you find the information valuable. Let's see. Dude Solitude says most MGTOW channels are filler content and dry, but there's a few that are gold. I could agree with that. I think most MGTOW channels are just sort of like news reporters, or it's mostly just the appealing to our guilty pleasures, like, you know, bitches ain't shit. Yeah, fuck them. But it's not really teaching you anything valuable, you know? I really don't listen to most MGTOW channels myself, honestly. I appreciate that, Jose. Thank you. The phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. I'm taking live calls. Dude Solitude. Yeah, they aren't cool either. Some of them are nuts. By the way, I'm using a Google voice number, so to whoever was asking, is it free to call in from another country, I think it should be, you know, don't quote me exactly, but it should be. It's not like a, it's not a real phone number. You know? Let's see, Alexander, best MGTOW channels are Calcabist Club and Mr. Dawson 38. I haven't heard of either of them, honestly. Christopher Lucas says, I listen mainly to your channel, Darius, Sandman, Howard Dare, Sunrise Hoodie, and Replicant Fish. Yeah, they're pretty good. I'd say all those channels are pretty good. Society for Men's Freedom is good by MGTOW John and others. Okay. And this one, too. Interesting. I'm taking live calls, by the way, for everyone listening. So anyone who wants to call in, feel free. James Gillett, Itachi, any plans to write a book? Honestly, man, I have so many projects that come to mind that I want to work on. But it could happen. I could do one. I was focused more on video programs. I like kind of just speaking off the top of my head. I don't like reading books personally, so I don't really think about writing one on paper, but maybe like an audiobook. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. What do you think about FACE and LMS? I don't know what that is. I'm not sure what that is. Where are you calling from, Hural? Yeah, Shwedway, I'm working on the MGTOW Supergroup. Everything is, like I said, I'm working on so many projects at the same time. You kind of lose track, but I'm definitely working on that as well. Yes, CJ, you can go MGTOW at 13. Absolutely. There's no age limit. The rapper 10,000, some boys as young as six are going MGTOW. That is crazy. That's crazy. Jay Charles, how's life? Life is good, man. You know, same old, just, you know, dropping knowledge, stuff like that. You know, doing my live stream and whatnot. I'm cleaning up the live streams, by the way. You got 85 listening. I'm definitely cleaning up the quality of the live stream. So, you know, anyone who comes into the live streams, chats, and anyone who calls in, make sure you come correct, because if you start saying anything trollish or you start, you know, causing problems with anyone else in the chat, I'm just banning people left and right. So, you know, when you come into my live streams, make sure you come correct. And the phone lines are open, by the way. I'm taking live calls. Jose says, have you had any relationships after you went MGTOW? Yeah, absolutely. I've had a few, actually. Itachi, what do you think about feminists who think barbecuing is sexist? I haven't heard about that. Rapper 10,000, I haven't heard about that. What's going on, Poison X? Sunday. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, Itachi, it's Sunday.
What's going on, man?
Not much, just chilling. I just listened to a pretty dope track by Nas called Pussy Kills. You ever heard it?
No, is that off his new album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire, man.
I haven't heard the new album yet. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely better than the Drake album for sure. But, I mean, if you're into, like, old school hip-hop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like Nas, actually.
Yeah, I think if you're, like, MGTOW, like, just the premise of that song alone, he talks about, obviously, like, fucking a bitch raw and getting trapped, and he talks about his homie and shit, but But it's just dope, though, because, like, Nas is just that perfect, like, storyteller, right?
So, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think most guys would appreciate that shit.
Yeah, I think they would, and I'm going to check out that album, too. I know the album just came out, so I'll definitely check that out when I'm done with the stream.
Cool. I think it's actually on YouTube, man, if you want to check it out, so...
Definitely. I'll check it out, man. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
Nah. I mean, I'm MGTOW, I guess. I mean, I got a few bitches on the go, but I don't really care to, like, settle down and shit.
Yeah.
I don't see why I got to want it today.
I don't blame you, man. I'm kind of in the same position.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, like, I'm just out here, like, looking for my purpose. I mean, I know my purpose, but it's really just trying to, like, be the best version of myself every day, right?
Yeah.
So anytime I see, like, a fucking soy boy fucking chasing pussy, which is, like, a lot of my homies and shit, uh-huh. I'm just like, come on, man, you gotta fucking get your shit together, you know? Like,
that's true.
We can't be kicking it, and, you know, I want to be like, yo, let's go to Vegas one weekend, and you're like, yo, I ain't got no money, I gotta, like, you know, take my girl out, blase, blase, all that bullshit. I don't know, man.
That's another thing, man. That's a good point you brought up. I want to go hang out and my friends don't have any money. I'm in the same position, man. And that's kind of why I want to put together like a sort of MGTOW super group, because I want to have a clique of guy friends that all have their money together, all have their stuff together, that can go out and have fun without worrying about, oh man, I'm sorry, I spent all my money on this chick I was fucking, or, you know, I'm a fucking, like, you know, most people are just so pathetic and broke. And it's like, that's why I did my video, Stop Dealing with Broke People. Because if you really want to have, like, wild, fun adventures and travel and stuff, you have to have a little bit of money saved up to do that. And most people are so broken in debt and, like, on drugs and chasing women. All they can really do is just kind of, like, fuck around in the neighborhood. And they never really expand their horizons and go out and travel to new places. It would, you know, it'd be fun to have friends like me who are responsible that I can actually take trips with and go out and have fun with, you know?
No, you're speaking gospel, man. I hear you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, fuck. The day I decided to not hang out with, like, a certain group of friends that all they want to do is just shoot the shit, fucking get drunk, get high, hit up the club every weekend and shit. You know, I went out of that and I went and traveled, saw the world, fucking expanded my scope. You know, it's amazing how, like, once you leave your hood and shit, you just see a different perspective altogether.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm in the mindset, like, just get this money. Bitches will come.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, they're always coming, like, man. They're always coming. Shit,
you know?
I'm going to do a video, man, because I'm going to be 23 next month, right? But I look like I look like I'm 26, 27 in real life. Like, I have a beard.
Yeah.
I look much older than I am. So I'm going to do a video on how when you start to look like you're 25, 26, you start to have way more women approaching you, trying to make you their husband, trying to date you seriously because you look like marriage potential. Like, something about my energy is giving off this marriage potential. I noticed, like, I had three different girls this week ask me out. You know, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? And it's when you start to get your stuff together, women will come to you. So that's absolutely true. Don't chase women, chase money, chase your goals. And women are very sort of parasitic and want to leech onto the most successful man they can find. So yeah, they're gonna start to notice you and leech onto you when you actually look like you're going places in life and you just give off that energy and that vibe that you are, you know, sort of on your path and you're successful. Now, I'm not saying that you act on that and you start getting married and being in a long-term relationship, because to me that's always hindered my growth. But it's funny how women, they're like, I don't know, it's like they're like vampires that only want the highest quality blood. Like, if they're gonna suck the blood out of a guy, they want the highest quality victim to suck the blood out of. So now that I'm starting to come across as like a total guy who's on top of my shit and who's just better than every other guy, now they're all honing in on me and want to suck the blood out of me. And, you know, a small part of me is flattered. Another part of me finds it hilarious. But on a deeper level, it's pretty disgusting to me that this is like female nature. It's like, now that I've done all the groundwork, now that I've grinded it out and suffered and cried in the dark and lost blood and sweat and tears, and went through everything alone in the cold and the dark by myself, now that I'm at a point where I literally don't need anything from you because I suffered all by myself, my heart is completely hardened to where I'll never really need a woman because they were never there for me when I needed them. So I learned to live without them. Now they want me. Like, now that I don't want them.
See, what you're talking, the attitude that you have right now, that edge is why the bitches want you.
Yeah.
Because when you want to have a relationship and you want to have a girl, you come off too needy because you're like, you're trying to joke too much, you're trying to do too much, and yeah, like, yo, what's wrong with this guy? Like, he wants to obviously have a relationship. I already got this guy, you know?
It's true.
So if you're just like standoffish and you're like, fuck it, I'm out here just getting a bag or fucking, you know, trying to accomplish my goals, they're gonna be like, yo, why is this guy not giving me attention? Like, what's up with them?
You're absolutely right.
When they give you more attention, they ignore the guy that wants to go after them and pursuing them heavy.
You're absolutely right. The problem with that is that now I'm so emotionally distant since I don't need them anymore that I don't even enjoy really hanging out with them when I have them, because I've learned to live without them for so long. So now they find that super attractive and they want to be with me. But now I don't want to be with them because I'm like, okay, you only enjoy hanging out with me when I don't enjoy hanging out with you. The second I start to enjoy hanging out with you, you're not going to enjoy hanging out with me anymore because you're going to view me as weak. So it's like, what's the fucking point?
No, it's a good point. Just to address Thomas McGuire, when I say getting the bag, I mean securing your money. I'm not talking about a fucking purse, dude. Anyways.
Yeah.
What I want to also say too is, you know, a big thing about 2018 is just like modern day dating. Everybody has options, right? So if you're out here trying to like wipe you up a chick, if you want a chick, right? You got to understand, right? The second you lose that edge that you have, right? Where she's chasing you and you just start getting comfortable and she's like, oh, I got this guy. That is the day when your relationship will go to shit.
Yep.
Because then she's going to be like, you know, fuck it. Why do I got to try it? Why am I going to chase this guy? You
know, exactly.
Like another alpha, you know, she'll fucking, you know, deal with my emotions or, you know, fuck with my emotions and she's out the door before you know it.
Right.
So,
right. That's what I talked about in my video entitled, You Have Her Until You Need Her.
There you go. It's her turn.
Yep. Absolutely, man.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I just want to see more guys out here just fucking focusing on their purpose. Like, it feels like in today's world, it's almost like okay to be mediocre. It's like this big conspiracy, right? Like,
yeah,
the government wants a lot of mediocre motherfuckers just getting chicks knocked up, you know, either them or their kids just become like cheap labor for all these corporations, right?
Pretty much.
And I mean, it's like everybody was like on that same tip that you're on, where it's like, okay, fuck these bitches, get that money, focus on your goals, worry about your retirement, worry about yourself. If a chick comes along, that's cool, great. But 9 times out of 10, you don't see that shit out there. It's always a guy that's like not focused. Like, the saddest shit ever is when you see guys that are about to go, say, pro, right?
Yeah.
And they have the talent, but it's just not up there. Like, they don't have the mentality to, like, make it to the pros and stay in the pros. That's the saddest shit ever.
Mm.
Especially these guys that, like, knock up chicks left, right, and center. I think I just read somewhere, like, 2 days ago, like, fucking Future's having his fifth baby with a fifth baby mama or some shit like
yes.
that. I mean, like, guy, like, I don't think Bill Gates has, like, even up to, like, 3 kids. And if he does, it's with the same woman. Like, what are you doing, you know?
Of course. It's very true. Yeah, yeah. See, smart, hardworking people, they plan responsibly when they have kids. Idiots, you know, degenerates, broke people, they have 6 to 12 kids at a time and then just collect welfare and bring down the entire country with them.
Mm-hmm. And that's my big thing, too. I mean, you work hard, you pay taxes. I mean, if you're working legitimate, and that shit's going towards, you know, the motherfuckers that want to, like, take advantage of the system.
Yep.
So it's like, what's going on here?
Very true.
Why am I killing myself?
Very true. But,
I mean, if you're going to kill yourself, at least do it for yourself. Don't do it for a bitch, right? I mean, unless you find a down chick, then yeah, cool. But, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of suckers out here just doing, like, too much. You know, you got to taper that shit back.
It's true. It's true, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate the call, man. I'm going to try to do some other calls.
Yeah, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.
All right. Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in.
Accept.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Karama?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I have a question for you because, you know, lately, what I've been doing is I've been trying to avoid any contact with women. Well, not really contact, but I'm trying to avoid them in public.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you know, I'm just focusing, like, I'm not even looking at them. whether it be in a grocery store or a gym. And I'm telling you, I feel empowered. I feel more powerful that way.
Okay.
And also, I noticed that, you know, with my peripheral vision, you can see some of the women, you know, they check you out.
Right.
Now, what's your stance on that? Like, let's say when you go out somewhere or you're in a public place, do you, like, you know, try to look at women, or you just, you know, mind your own business and...
Yeah, you know, man, it's funny. When I first kind of became red-pilled and I started becoming MGTOW, I did exactly what you're doing. I would just flat out avoid women, and I wouldn't look at them, and I'd ignore them to kind of let them know I don't care. But one step above ignoring women, you know, looking at women and being nervous around them, that's the bottom. The middle is what you're doing, avoiding them completely, not looking at them. One step above avoiding women is looking right through them, looking into their eyes with a cold stare, letting them know that you genuinely don't give a fuck about them. You see them for exactly what they are, and you're disgusted with their behavior. That's what I do.
Yeah, I think that might be the next level of thing, because, yeah, it will be tough for me right now to just stare at her and, you know, let her know that, like, you know what, I know what you're all about. I know your nature, and that's tough. That's tough, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it feels good, though. It feels good when you can actually... Because it's like, you know, it's like I feel like every time I look at the girl that's attractive, I feel like I'm giving her some kind of power.
Yeah, you know why you feel like that? You feel like that because subconsciously, you still do put her on a pedestal. That's why you have to look away from her. When you can look right at an attractive chick who's a 10, you can look right through her and totally feel comfortable in the fact that you don't need her, and you see her for the worthless, used up vessel that she is for the most part. That is when you've achieved true freedom. When you can completely see her for what she is through the facade, knowing female nature, knowing that she's had a high body count, knowing that she's grown up to be a manipulative whore and feel nothing for her, you know, and she sees that in your eyes. Not only does that, you know, make you see right through her and you don't feel anything, you actually become the most attractive man in the room now, because you're the only, women say, that's the only guy who can see me for what I am. That's the only guy who can really see through my manipulations. That's the only guy I can truly respect.
And so basically what you're also saying is being indifferent make you feel like, you know, if you're indifferent towards the girl or pretty much anybody in the society, you're gonna feel better. I mean, you're gonna be more powerful.
Yeah, but you have to know why you're being indifferent. You can't just say, I want to be indifferent. See, my indifference is supported by facts. My indifference is supported by my understanding of American women. I understand how dirty and used up and fucked up in the head most of them are. So it's impossible for me to truly feel nervous or fall in love with such a worthless creature.
And I know where you're coming from, because, yeah, like, even if you look at the attractive girl, but like you said, you know what she's all about.
Yes.
You probably know what she's been through. Her female nature, it is what it is. And you can, like, it's sometimes even fine to find her attractive at that point, because, you know, like, yeah, she looks good. It's a facade she's putting on. But like you said, deep down, we know what she's all about. She's just a piece of used up garbage probably at this point, and she's not attractive anymore.
No.
So yeah, I mean that's the kind of
power. No, even if she's attractive physically, even if she's attractive physically, I know that she has so many demons and skeletons in her closet and a high body count, you know, and a trail of bullshit before her, which makes it impossible for me to want to commit to a woman like that or to even be nervous around one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just have one more question for you. Also, you know, following that up, I had two instances where I was approached by a woman because she needed my help. So one instance was I was in the parking lot and there were these two girls sitting in a car. And while I was getting into my car, she comes out of the car. She's like, you know, excuse me, my car broke. or something along those lines, or my car doesn't want to start, I kind of look at her, and I'm like, you know what? That's not my problem. I get into my car, and I drive off. That felt so fucking good, because like back in the day, when I was, you know, in my blooper days, I would kind of be like, oh, you know what, you know, maybe I should like help her. You know, fuck this shit, you know?
Let her call AAA, man. That's what AAA is for. She should have paid her little $40 a year, and then the man in the uniform would come fix her car.
What I was thinking
is, it's not your job to do that for free.
I was thinking, like, when she told me, oh, can you, you know, my car needs to be fixed. I said, you know what? My dick needs to be sucked, you know? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know? So, but, and then I had another instance, too. Like, I kind of feel bad about it, but I actually don't. I was in a store, and there was this little older lady, but not, like, too old, maybe in her 50s. And she also comes up to me. She's like, oh, can you, because she was trying to get some water or something from the shelf. She's like, yeah, can you help me grab that water? I said, no. And I just walked away.
Right.
And you know what? I'm cold like that right now, but it is what it is. I mean, hey,
it's understandable.
It feels kind of like, you know, I don't know if I should feel bad about it or not, but the bottom line is, listen, the way the women in the society are right now, but if we reverse the roles, I'm sure they're not going to help me.
No, for the most part, no. For the most part.
So why should I help them?
I understand what you mean.
You know? So, you know, I figured, you know what, forget about it. It's not worth it. And now, last question, Kurama.
Yes.
About finding your purpose in life. Could you give me some kind of, like, you know, because once you get away from women, you know, once you stop chasing, you know, you got to find some kind of purpose in life. Because, uh-huh. You know, you have to have a meaning in your life.
Yes.
So, like, what's your suggestion about how to, you know, gradually find out your purpose in life other than women?
What do you find yourself doing when you're not working? What do you find yourself constantly doing that's like second nature that you like to do when you're not working or doing anything you have to do?
I'm pretty excited about soccer, like playing, you know, soccer.
Okay.
And also, I've been doing is, you know, gym, and I'm you know, reading a lot of, you know, medical stuff and stuff like that. So,
yeah. So maybe that's your purpose. Maybe your purpose is something to do with sports. Maybe it's to be a soccer coach or a personal trainer, or if you really want to go for it, a soccer player. You know, maybe it's something related to that. Maybe if that's all you think about is soccer and that's what drives you, that your purpose might be something to do with soccer.
And thanks for that suggestion. Actually, I was thinking that too, you know, maybe try to become a soccer coach, because I'm a little too old to become a player at this point. But yeah, that's a great suggestion.
Right.
I appreciate the call. I listen, great content. I'm listening right now, and I hope we get more callers and we get some good information. And thank you, brother.
Definitely. Appreciate the call, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. Yeah, I don't know what this guy Day was talking about, but anyone who says any dumb shit in my chat, you're getting banned for life. So if you say anything stupid in the chat, or if you call in and say anything retarded, you're getting banned for life. No mercy, no second chances, that's it. One strike and you're out, so don't fuck up. Thomas McGuire says, Itachi, you are one wise bro. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in, by the way. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh yeah, this is Tachi Mittal.
Yes.
This is CJ Yacht from the chat. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man?
So I've been wondering, like, I'm 13 years old, right?
Yep.
And at an early age, I haven't been going for relationships, right?
Yeah, so.
Wait, hold on. I gotta call you back.
All right, yeah. Another thing, guys, get your shit together before you call in. If you have background noise, if you have people yelling at you in the background, I'm just gonna hang up on you. So get it together. Go into a quiet room. Make sure you have a reliable phone before you call in. Make sure your phone, your computer's not echoing. We're not playing any games anymore, man. Bronstan says your channel is very therapeutic, Itachi. You the man. I appreciate that, Bronstan. Anyone who finds my work valuable, feel free to pledge on Patreon. I give additional services to those who pledge on Patreon. If you pledge $10 a month on Patreon, I will answer any questions you have in text format. If you pledge $15 a month on Patreon, not only do you have that, but you also get unlimited access to all my recorded live streams. $40 patrons get a one-on-one coaching session with me every month, whether that's on a Skype call or a phone call, whatever you're comfortable with. And last but not least, $50 patrons get a custom video on any topic of their choice. So click that Patreon link I just put out and see if there's any tiers that would cater to your needs. William says, I love your videos. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. I'm taking live calls. Thomas says, Itachi, what's avatar or AV? It's the character Itachi from the show Naruto. That's basically who my channel is based around. Immortal Jellybean, what happened to the anime pits in the videos? I'm done with that for now, Immortal Jellybean. I appreciate that, Thomas. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey. Hey, Kram, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? Okay, so I have two main questions. The first one, you might have answered already. I just started tuning in midway through the last call.
Uh-huh.
So if you already answered it, I'll just let me know and I'll just watch it later.
Yeah, just ask me, man. It's all good. What's up?
All right. So in the last one of the last videos you made, you said you're going to stop making more Q&As.
Yes.
That was my understanding of it. I might have understood it wrong.
Yes.
What made you change your mind?
Here's what made me change my mind. I was getting annoyed with all of the sort of bullshitters in the chat, people just coming in to fuck around who weren't really interested in learning. So my initial plan was to just cut out my live streams altogether. Then I talked to my friend Happy Humble Hermit. We kind of brainstormed a little bit, and he let me know. He's like, you know, man, you could just clean up the live streams, ban all the stupid people, and then continue to do the live streams with only the best of the best people who are interested in learning and who are actually mature and serious. And I thought, you know what? That's a pretty good idea. So I took him up on that, and I just basically kicked out all the garbage people, and now it's just the best of the best in here, you know, who are really serious about learning and growing and stuff.
All right. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and my next question. So last time I called in, I think it was one of your other recent live streams. You mentioned that you're still in a phase of, just banging women, basically. You're not trying to settle down yet.
Yes.
Although you do have an idea for settling down. You do see a future in that, possibly. Like, I guess the first part of this question is, how likely do you think it is that you will find someone to settle down?
Here's the thing, and I've talked about this before. If I was to do that, it wouldn't be in this country. It would be in a country like in the Middle East,
yeah,
where I have the power. Realistically, my chances of that happening.
By the way.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, what were you going to say?
By the way, I'm the Titanic guy, by the way. The sad story, if you remember that.
I kind of remember it, but I
it's not important anyways.
Okay. I think I remember. I think I know who you are now. I think I got it. I think I got it. But yeah, so I'd say maybe there's a 40% chance I'll do that. When I'm like rich and free, totally, I'll go to the Middle East, but find a decent chick who's actually a virgin, keep her over there where I have the legal power and she really proves herself. I would be willing to take a chance in a country where I have the legal power, but definitely never in the Western world under any circumstance.
Mm. All right. And so the main thing keeping you from going overseas from finding someone right now is just you haven't made all the money you want yet and gotten situated.
Well, here's the thing. that's like maybe a 15 to 20 year goal. So even if I made all the money now, which I won't, that's going to take at least another 10 to 15 years. I'm not really in a place of mental maturity to where I would want to settle down anyway. It would maybe be around 40 to 45 years old. So the way I see it, things are going to kind of just work themselves out naturally to where I'm going to make all the money I need by then anyway. And then if I'm mature enough and I still see the value in it and things are the way they are supposed to be, then I may take a chance on it. But if things in the Middle East get fucked up and it becomes like America, then absolutely not.
All right. Yeah, and let me know if I'm dragging this out too much.
No, you're fine, man. You're fine. You're fine.
I had a question. So there's this one YouTuber, you probably haven't heard of him. His name is Aaron Clary.
Yeah, I know Aaron Clary. I own like three of his books, The Bachelor Pad, Economics, Enjoy the Decline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know Aaron Clary, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that guy. I've requested his videos like, you know, four times.
Oh, nice.
He's probably my hands-down favorite YouTuber.
Nice.
That's cool that you know him.
Yeah. I've been listening to him for years. Yeah.
And one thing he said is that he was told by an older man that, you know, this idea that you're just going to get all your fucks out and eventually you're just going to, you know, be tired of it and you're going to be ready to settle down with some, you know, cause I've faced this and I'm sure a lot of men face this. Like
yes.
when I'm dating a girl, the only, like a lot of the times, like right after like the grace period, like maybe in the first half of a month, if that long even, right after that, at least for me, I can't think.
I think
about,
I know where you're going with this.
On a girl, but I can't.
I think I know where. I think I know where you're going with this. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think basically what you're going to say is, a man doesn't get all of his fucks out and just wants to settle down. He's always going to kind of have that desire to sleep around if he's that kind of guy, right? No matter how old he is.
Yeah, I think that all guys are that kind of guy. I don't think there's a kind of guy who's just like, oh, I just want to have sex with one woman my entire life.
I understand what you mean. And here's the thing about me, man. I've always been the kind of guy that craved stability and craved a family and a wife deep down. That's always been my nature. If I was in an ideal society, I would have been like, if it was like back in the 50s and men had the power and men were respected, I would have been one of the guys that was married at like 18. Like that was my mindset. I've always been about building and growing and progress. But in this fucked up society, I'm forced to be the hookup guy. I don't do it because I have this incredibly crazy sexual desire. I could go 10 years without having sex if I wanted to. I could literally just turn my dick off like a light switch if I wanted to. That's how much willpower I have. I know a lot of other guys don't, but for the guys like me, we are capable of actually being in a healthy nuclear family. The problem is society has stripped that away from us. So the reason I don't get married is because I know it's like it's a death wish in this current environment, not because I need to bang a lot of women and get it out of my system and then I'll do it. It's not that's not what's holding me back. It's all of the political bullshit involved with it. So if I achieve a place of financial freedom and I'm in an environment where I'm respected for being the man, I have the legal power, and this woman was brought up to respect me and serve me as her husband, then I would be willing to entertain the idea of taking a chance on that.
All right. So that's not the thing that's keeping you from feeling the urges to just have sex.
It's not urges. It's the risk involved. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then something kind of unrelated. I hope this doesn't piss you off or get me banned. But I guess, you know, if you remember the last, I don't know how much of the last call you remember, but I brought up, Trinity Catholicism and how I thought that it's a society of a lot of good people. And I think there's a lot of good women there. Obviously you disagree for some very good reasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm not 100% sure of my opinion, yet myself. But so I guess my question is, if I were to, let's say I was sitting down with you and I was trying to prove to you, that this was a place where you could actually, find a woman and settle down with her.
Mm-hmm.
What would I need to prove to you to do that? so I can prove it to myself, and then maybe call in later and give me information.
So you're trying to find a way to like twist reality and find a loophole to where you could successfully get married in America and not get fucked over, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, you know, I'm like I talked about last time. I do admire not America, but what it was founded on and its culture behind it and everything, and Christianity. I could never marry a Muslim. They call me racist, whatever, prejudiced, but I think it's an evil religion, in my opinion. But you know, everyone has their differences, whatever.
I know what you mean. And I am Middle Eastern. That's why I'm comfortable doing it. But I understand why a lot of European men would not be comfortable going to the Middle East for obvious reasons. But
yeah, and me especially is my point.
I know what you mean. And you know, the only, I mean, maybe an Asian woman, maybe that's your only other option, but so many countries have been contaminated and destroyed by feminism. I don't really see Western men having too many options at this point. You know, I happen to be lucky to come from a culture that's one of the very last few that still has control over their women, but we don't know how much longer that's going to be the case. So I don't know. It's tricky, man. You know, I really don't have an answer.
I will say at this church, I mean, they openly espouse patriarchy. Like even the women are.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem, man. The government is the religion in the West, not Christianity. So the government has rule over. So if your wife cheats on you or whatever, she's going to take the kids. She's going to take your money. And there isn't a damn thing the Christian church can do to protect you. And that's just the bottom line, man.
The way I see it, it seems there's at least this is just my opinion on it. I haven't looked into your videos too much to see your opinion on this, but I personally don't see a reason, at least in America, to legally get married.
No, it's unnatural.
For religious purposes, I would, you know, go before a priest and say I do and all that, but to go to the government and fill out a license, I don't see a reason to do that.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Absolutely not. All right, so you don't have that, maybe a rough outline of a checklist I could fill out for you?
No, man. I'll put it this way, bro. There are men that are 10 times smarter than me and you and 10 times richer than me and you and have 10 times the political connections that me and you have, and they have still been fucked by this system. So what makes you think someone like me or you has a chance?
Well, this isn't just to kiss your ass, but if I'm going to be honest, it seems like, you know, people like you, at least, I'm not going to espouse my opinion of myself, but you seem a little brighter than the average bunch. I mean, you talked about, you know, a lot of people just becoming rich. You know, my dad's an investment banker, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you made one video recently on they're not really rich, I think, or something. The title was something along those lines. And, you know, I fully identify with that. You know, my dad's a good guy. He's not a bad guy, but he definitely wasn't able to, like, he doesn't have many real friends because, you know, his job takes up like almost 24/7. He's rarely around at home. So I don't know if the people, like the politicians and the bankers, are really like the most genius guys. I mean, my dad, he could run a company, any company he gave to him. But I don't know if he's the best candidate for finding a good wife, if that makes sense.
He would
be a very good candidate for that. And probably in the top 0.1%, if I'm going to be honest.
I know what you mean. And that comes from... See, that, and that's one thing that, you know, successful men like your dad fail to realize is that financial success, that's just one slice of the pie. Think of your life as like an entire pie. You have to get all the slices. You have to take care of the financial aspect. You have to take care of your health. You have to take care of your emotions, you know who you are, do some soul searching, find yourself. You have to know how to treat the people around you good. It's like a whole circle that needs to be filled. And getting rich and becoming powerful financially, that's just one slice of the pie. But if you don't have the rest of it, you're not really living your complete life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my point is that, you know, you just said that smarter people than yourself haven't been able to find a good woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there are different areas of intelligence. And maybe, like I said, my dad can run a company 10 times better than you could. But I think the reverse is true for, you know, finding a good woman. So I think you're selling yourself short a little bit on that end, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I appreciate that. I'd love for that to be the case. It's just the way I see it. Not only is the law against me to destroy me, but you're right that maybe I was raised the right way, or maybe I have the intelligence to be a good man, but the woman also has to be brought up to appreciate me. She has to be brought up to understand how to be in a relationship with me. it's a team effort, right? Being married is a team effort. So I can do all the preparation I need to be a great, awesome husband. But if she's not, wasn't brought up to do all the preparation she needs to be a great, honest, loving wife, it's going to fall apart. We both have to step up to the plate. And in Western society, women are not even remotely taught how to do that. So you can develop yourself until the cows come home. But if your life partner isn't doing the same thing, you're, it's going to fall apart either way, you know?
Yeah. And again, here's my opinion on that is, you know, this is going to make the chat blow up maybe, but I think that the best way to instill that in a woman or a person in general is just, if you can't instill the fear of the government, it's the fear of God. But again, that's just my opinion on it. If they think they're going to hell, or in my opinion, if they actually are going to hell, if they, you know, do something, they leave you or, you know, do the kind of stuff that we talk about, obviously.
Yeah.
It's if they know that they're going to get sent to hell for that. I don't know. And again, kick me off if I keep just dragging this on. But this is kind of a jump to another topic. The thing you said about tribes,
yes.
Recently, I find this is a funny coincidence. I've created a tribe. Maybe you already have a strategy in that. I don't know. You've been all seated in a back room, that kind of stuff. but I just thought it'd be a little bit interesting read, and I definitely agree with you know what you're saying. Yeah, just to all the listeners out there, like this is a really, you know, really, really good idea. Mankind has lived in tribes, like pretty much until, well, for most of unrecorded history, and even a lot of recorded history.
Right.
It's our natural way of being, and I think that I don't know. Oh, I like to think great minds think alike, and it's a good thing that we both kind of came to that same conclusion through different means.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. So, in case you decide to read the book, it's by this guy John Mosby.
Okay.
It's really hard to get a hold of the book because it's he doesn't use his real name.
Mm.
John Mosby is some Confederate general guy he names himself after.
Okay.
But you look it up, and there's this one site that sells it. It's kind of expensive, but it's just like a college textbook, but it's just as dense. It's really worth it.
All right, I'll have to look into it.
So I think that's, that's all I got.
All right, well, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, thanks for receiving it. Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. Probably take another call or two before I wrap things up. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man? I've been I just started listening to your videos about a week ago, and I mean, you're real deep into these videos, and I think you bring up some points that a lot of other MGTOW videos or YouTubers they haven't come up with. Like there's a video I was listening to a while back, and you talked about how spiritually, when a man penetrates a woman through sex, and she end up becoming that man. Mm. And I totally agree with that. I thought I was the only one who like thought about that, because, you know, people don't realize how serious, you know, the act of sex is, because right. I always had that belief that, I mean, it's sex is basically poltergeist, you know. Mm. You become that person. And I've seen this a lot. I've seen it's like the law of attraction. You see a crap female with a crap guy. Well, right. They belong together. They had intercourse together, so now they're permanently bonded with each other. You know, but I mean, there are numerous reasons of why they're together. I mean, the environment, abuse issues. You know, I don't think that women necessarily want to date the scumbag because they want to. I think a lot of times most of these women have gone through some form of abuse, and actually most rape cases are unreported. Most women don't even report their rape cases.
Right.
So when these women, they go through abuse, which is a lot of times through the environment, because when a female, you know, born and raised in, you know, a ghetto, a low-type, low-end environment, I mean, what choices does she have? I mean, she's going to end up dating, yeah, you know, the local bad boy by default. I mean, there's really nothing she can do. It's almost like, it's like the law of the jungle. You know what I mean? She has no choice but to pick that guy.
Yes.
You know? And just what happened, she ended up becoing that guy through the abusive cycles, through rape. And by the time guys like us run into these women, it's already too late. You know, yeah, she's already gone. You know, she's already morphed into the bad boy. She's already gone through the abuse. And, you know, I think one thing that men need to start doing, they need to start watching that that Discovery ID channel, like the Deadly Woman episodes and stuff, because one common thing that I've noticed on these episodes is that the women who they're profiling, the women who have, you know, the female serial killers on the show, they've all gone through some form of abuse,
right,
and neglect and abandonment.
Right.
You know, they're not like this by nature. Nobody wants to harm another person by nature. It's always some kind of external factors or external stressors that make people do what they want to do. You know, I give you one example. Britain, there's a lady named Marianne Cotton. She's Britain's first serial killer. She killed over like 30. She killed over 30 people, combination of her children and husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I watched the bio, the miniseries, I noticed that in the beginning, her father neglected her. Her father left her because I think he could no longer afford to sustain his family, and the mother was already dead, so they basically had to fend for themselves. So for her, it was a traumatic experience. So what happened as she got older, she became a babysitter, a nanny, and she started killing these kids and started killing her husband. She married like 6 or 7 times. And I think what happened was, in her mind, the reason she did that is because she did not want her family or her loved ones to leave her like her father did, because it would be even more traumatic. So in her mind, to prevent that from happening, she just decided, hey, I'm going to be in charge of that. I'm going to take their lives. You're not going to leave me. I'm going to kill you.
Mm.
You know, so it was a traumatic, it was like the PTSD experience going on every time she murdered her husband and her children. And I think for a lot of men out there, if they're really serious about understanding quote unquote female nature, they need to start understanding, you know, what happens in the home, basic psychology, you know, tendencies, you know, I mean, because as much as we talk about feminism and that's a part of it, but the more we understand things, the more we can't use that feminism excuse anymore, because, you know, first and foremost, society is always going to evolve.
Right.
And when you're in a first world society like America, they're just, adults become childish. You don't really grow up in this society. Because by comparison to the rest of the world, there's some things here you don't have to do in other places. You
right.
know what I mean? We're all the 1% by comparison.
Right.
So, you know, when you're a female or an adult growing up in general in this society, you know, I mean, you got everything handed to you. I mean, you can make a living overnight here. You have no problems finding a job. You can make good money. Especially if you're an attractive woman, I mean, you can make your living on Patreon and YouTube. I mean, like, so what's the part where she has to grow up?
Very
I mean,
true.
Does she really have to grow up when she has all these options ahead of her? Just
and what
take
women,
out feminism
what
for
women
minute.
Fail to understand is there is a deep level of satisfaction that comes with growing up and having a decent man and having a family. But most women, because like you said, in America, they never have to grow up. So they actually miss out on so many amazing things life has to offer by staying as a grown-up child. And it doesn't really hit them until they're too late how much they missed out on by never evolving.
So, yeah, I mean, so like, even if feminism didn't exist and the society was still like, and the United States was still able to keep its wealth, its first world status, do you believe that women would have turned out the way they are anyway?
Women are only the way they are because men allow them to be that way. So men let women stay as children. That's why they're not forced to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, I agree with you. I mean, it does start with men. It starts with the home environment, the father figures, you know, maybe the big brother figures and how they react to her. And, you know, and if they mistreat her in the home, if they don't give her what she needs as a human being, you know, she's gonna go out into society, you know, as a broken, unfinished product, and you know, just and all the problems that go along with it. You know, I mean, and of course, the mother has something to do with it too, because you know, in the household, a lot of times the father's always gonna kind of the husband is always gonna try to do what the mother says. He's always gonna say, you know, hey, listen to your mother, do what your mother says. Your mother's right. So he has a lot of blame himself by allowing the female or the wife, you know, to become like the overall overseer of the household instead of trying to have this balanced equilibrium. You know, I think, you know, it's what I call the mothership, you know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, I think a lot of, we're missing out on a lot of base psychology. I think you've covered a lot of that, but I think a lot of these MGTOW videos, they don't fully cover, you know, what goes on in the home and, you know, human nature and things of that nature. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we have to take some blame for these problems as well, because we allow the women to just, you know, unsupervised and not giving them the knowledge and the balance to, you know, carry on as an adult, you know, in this society. So, I mean, even if we started now, even if women like decide to change their minds and say, hey, I want to be a real woman, I mean, that's still going to take maybe at least a century to deprogram, you know, of all this mess they've gotten themselves into. So right. I don't know.
Absolutely. That's the truth.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to get that call.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate the call.
Make some pretty good videos. Thank you.
Definitely. All right. That's all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this live stream. Talk to you guys later. Look out for some new videos coming soon. All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.